Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. Brand new series on the Nine Network. Catch it tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And make sure you catch up on 9 Now because the first episode, in case you don't know her, I feel like everyone in WA should know her, Renee from Bunsters, in particular behind the sauce, the bed, joins us now. Hello.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure. I've known about your sauce, in particular, the bed, for a number of years.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, you're selling millions of them on Amazon. It's like this massive source out of WA, and you're absolutely killing it. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. I wish I had have killed it a bit better on Food Stars.
Yeah, look, I was not going to talk about this show. I did the credit line part of it, and I was like, let's just not talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to meet Gordon Ramsay.
That is very cool.
You almost killed him, which is a lot of people from Kitchen Nightmares were very jealous of that moment when he was eating your sauce going, I'm dying.
Ooh la la. Can I just say, though, that's a surprised me, right? Because obviously he's a world-renowned chef. He is known for being so adventurous with food. I would never have picked him as a guy that couldn't handle heat.
Yeah, and we all saw him on Hot Ones. You know, the chicken.
Yes!
Yeah, like 126 million views. People have watched him do the whole lineup of sauces.
Yeah.
And he's got his lime and his yogurt and everything.
Yeah.
And he was fine.
Yeah.
You know, he carried on a bit. But I think that he overcooked it a bit with the bed.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Have you been on Hot Ones, speaking of that?
I was just about to ask.
Yes, our hot sauce got on.
I thought so, yeah.
Our black label was the number 7 hottest sauce.
Yeah.
So the bed is half as hot as that, and he's like, oh my goodness, ooh, my delicate
so
British
what celebrity
palate.
Was it that had the sauce?
The best celebrities I got on my series were Natalie Portman, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, that's cool.
Johnny Knoxville. Yeah, I got some good ones.
Did Johnny Knoxville handle it well?
No.
No.
He actually seemed drunk and like he really didn't want to be there. And he's like, can I get some more water, in inverted commas? And they like hand him a can.
I'm going to go back and watch the Jeff Goldblum episode because I just enjoy watching him breathe, let alone try hot sauce.
Commas, that is.
Western Australia.
If you met him in real life, I reckon you'd back away.
Lean in. I reckon I'd lean in. Lean into the fire, you know? I want to get burnt. Let's talk about the episode last night. I mean, we don't want to, but we have to. Chico Roll, you guys were tasked with coming up with a new campaign for a new version of Chico Roll.
Do you know what the worst thing was? We were sitting there like, oh my God, everybody's going to want to eat a triple cheese and bacon Chico Roll. And we're like, yeah, high five, guys. It's going to be amazing. And then we don't know what the other team's doing. And we get to the rugby and we announce Chico triple cheese with bacon. And they announce the exact same bloody thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
that's bad luck.
That's when my stomach sunk because I was like, ooh. So, yeah, it's all going to come down to execution, which we tanked on, and, you know, the poster, which I thought was brilliant. But the lady from Chico Roll didn't agree.
That's what she said. I like it.
Do
you know what, guys?
Not an Office fan.
As soon as I got off the show, I trademarked that's what she said.
Good.
Oh, there you go.
A cheesy hot sauce. No, that wouldn't work.
Do you know what I've made? Spicy cheese in a can.
My God.
Carly loves cheese in a can.
I actually do. You can't get it in Australia.
It's the only way she'll eat it.
Literally, whenever I go to America, I have one in my bag at all times.
You're joking. I've got Bunsters, that's what she said, spicy cheese in a can. Hitting the market. Today.
A woman after my own heart. Oh my God.
Got one in my bag.
And you know what's so great when you have it? Because it's perfect for the handbag. If you need, honestly, it is because
joking.
I'm not even kidding. Wow. Whip it out at restaurants. The things you can put cheese on,
it is so versatile. The looks you'll get, mate.
No, don't worry about that.
It's kind of disgusting and I made it as a joke, but hey, I think people might actually buy it.
Is it the whipped cream can, the aerosol?
It's basically easy cheese and I've just slapped a Bunsters
label. Oh my God.
On it.
Yeah. Wow. Genius.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Would be up for the challenge.
If Gordon Ramsay's watching this, you know, get me.
He has missed a huge opportunity. I mean, I'll invest all of my life savings.
No, Carl, you're going to calm down.
This is honestly, how many times, Ellen, have I said on the show, the only reason I keep going back to America is cheese in a can.
Maybe four
times. It
is
over for them.
Renee, an absolute pleasure catching up with you.
You can get my sauces in Woolworths all over the state.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And if people want a free bottle, go to iwantfreesauce.com.
This gets even better.
iwantfreesauce.com.
iwantfreesauce.com.
Now, more importantly, where can we get the cheese?
The cheese from my website, bunstersworldwide.com.
All right. And Carly, get ready to attack now. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.